Proclamation number 8811 of 14th of June, 1964. Attitude of people to the divine word. All of you are hit by my ray of favor. All of you are addressed by my endless love. All of you can hear my word when you just intimately unite with me. I only restore the original state, in which you could hear my word, which sounded in you, to prove to you the union with me, which you were not able to see me and you still should know about my will, which was expressed through my word. That my word is now offered to you again presupposes a high degree of maturity, which you have not yet reached, but in my love and grace. And in view of the approaching end, I am already satisfied with the willingness of a person who seriously offers himself to me for service in order to make you happy with my address. Because you need my word, which is to announce my will to you again. I want to impart to you, you who earnestly strive, through my word again the knowledge, which was lost to you. I want that you again make knowledge your own, and that is why I address you, well mindful of your state of weakness, but which is to experience a strengthening through my word. It is an act of grace of greatest magnitude which takes place upon you who had forfeited the right to be addressed by me directly. And blessed are those who also feel addressed by me, who enrich themselves with the knowledge that is supplied to them. Blessed are those who desire to stand in right knowledge and whom I therefore can also consider. There are only few to whom I can reveal myself directly or indirectly, who hear my word in right faith and accept it, as spoken to them themselves, and seek to fulfill my will, because to these my word will not become judgment, but who hears it and acts rejecting to it, him my words themselves will judge. But once I spoke to you, and when you rejected me myself through the rejection of my love, when you passed the light of knowledge and fell into deepest darkness, you could no longer hear my word. You could not remedy your lack of light with your own power, but you had to wait until the favor of the transmission of my word again reached you, what now happens in earth life. But that then also knowledge is again offered to you in a state of most intimate connection with me, to whom you must devote yourselves to be given this favor by him. But now also use this favor. Do not let it pass you by, but draw power from it to live in my will, to make all knowledge your own and to again receive a small knowledge of that which you once possessed in all fullness. And you can enrich your knowledge unlimitedly, because I also hand out unlimitedly, according to the receiving will of man, who can always ask deeper questions, which I also answer for him. My love towards you knows no limits, and it does everything to again guide you towards the state, in which you started from me. That is why it also addresses you and seeks to increase your degree of knowledge, because you, as long as you are ignorant, are also deficiently formed, but I would like to supply you with the knowledge, which you had lost. And you can be happy about this my address, it is still a gift of favor, which you do not deserve, but which is sent to all those, who have the most intimate will to give themselves to me, and who therefore have already passed their test of will, for the purpose of which they live on earth. And I want to express myself recognizably to them. I want to impart to them the knowledge of a power from which they took their origin as supremely perfect beings. I want them to know about their apostasy from me and the process of return. I want to supply them with the knowledge about their purpose of earthly life and their aim, which they are to strive for consciously. Because as soon as a light is kindled for them about it, it can become bright in them, and then they will consciously strive towards me as their former exit. and because I speak to all men, always only make it dependent on the will that they listen to me. But you will also carry the responsibility, and you can never say that I have not addressed you. Because you will always also be able to hear it when you delve into the Book of the Fathers with the thought to hear my address. Because I comply with every such call, because my word is the only means of binding, because it is the only possibility to get into contact with you. But as long as your senses are not spiritually directed, you also carry no desire for my word, and whether it also sounds. As long as your heart is not willing to receive it, it will fall on your ears and your path to me is still far. And if you let the last opportunity pass without listening to me, then the end will approach and find you unprepared. Because I cannot grant you a greater favor than to give you full knowledge about your assignment, about meaning and purpose of your earth life and about my endless love, which wants to help you to find to me. Amen.